"Is that really the price for one chicken breast?" asked a grade 9 student on a recent grocery store tour. "We're all feeling the pinch at the checkout counter, and though Statistics Canada says price hikes have slowed, it's still alarming how high they've climbed. We need protein to stay healthy. It helps our muscles grow, keeps our hormones balanced, and contributes to feeling full. But with prices soaring, we need to be savvy. So, how much protein do you really need? What is the healthiest kind? And how can you save money when shopping?" Turns out, you probably need less protein than you think. For the average adult, it's about 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. That's roughly 55 grams per day for a 68-kilogram, 150-pound, person. The following each provide 25 grams of protein: 100 grams, 3.5 ounces, beef, 4 eggs, or 1.5 cups cooked lentils. A deck of cards equals around 85 grams, 3 ounces, which would be about 21 grams of protein. Ideally, spread protein out throughout the day. Try to have some at each meal. No time for extras at breakfast? Grab a small handful, 1/3 cup, of unsalted nuts as a mid-morning snack. Proteins come bundled with other nutrients like fats, salt, and fiber. What's the healthiest? To lower your risk of heart disease and certain cancers, swap out red meats and processed food for beans, nuts, fish, and poultry. Plant-based proteins are cheaper and better for the environment. Looking to save money? Aim for whole foods like bone-in and skin-on meats, as processing adds cost and fillers. Buy bulk. Use a whole chicken for different meals like pulled chicken tacos and homemade soup. Plain Greek yogurt can be used in baking or for salad dressing. Dried beans are cheaper, easy to batch cook and freeze for future additions to soups, stews, and salads. Consider recipe adjustments like replacing some of the meat with a plant-based alternative. For instance, have ground beef or turkey and replace it with textured soy protein. Red lentils blend seamlessly into soups and stews. Nuts provide a delightful crunch to salads. What about protein powder? As an unregulated health product, the ingredients are not always listed and they often contain additives. Stick to whole food options like skim milk powder, cottage cheese, or dessert tofu for extra protein in your smoothie. Take small steps towards healthier choices. Start by tweaking a recipe or experiment with a new plant-based protein. These changes may seem small, but they are mighty in protecting both your physical health and that of your wallet.